So somebody on the Joe and Alex show, there's nothing wrong with it, by the way, lost their ever-loving mind yesterday and started bawling, crying. Alex, did you cry yesterday? I mean, you cry sometimes.
I did, but it was not about this story. That I cried listening to some sad music.
What song was it?
I was listening to all these Scary Pool Party songs, which is what I was into this week. Okay. Scary Pool Party, the guy from American Idol.
You're like the girl that got dumped in like a 90s chick flick.
Yes, I am. That's exactly how I've been acting pretty much for the last several months.
That's how everyone acts when they do a breakup, so it's okay, girlfriend.
Was it you, Liv the Web Girl? Were you kind of overwhelmed yesterday at all? Did you break down crying?
No. Okay. I did not. I was tired, but I didn't cry.
Pork chop, what about you? Did you let some tears come out of that little tear duct of yours?
Nope, no tears here.
Okay, well then I guess we all know who it is. It's me. And it's funny, yesterday as we're wrapping up the show, we tried to plan ahead what we're doing the next day. And I'm like, well, maybe there's something that'll happen at therapy I could talk about, but probably not. Lindsay and I have been pretty good. Like, it'll probably be just another boring session to work on some goals. So I thought, but I woke up from a nap at like 5:50 or so and went right to my therapist at 6. It's right down the road. And I sit down, my wife's there, my therapist Julie's there, and I'm just really tired and sluggish. And I'm like, okay, make sure Lindsay talks because she can get stuff out, because I feel like we always talk about me. And I don't know what it was, but this heaviness just came over me, and I just felt so sad, so just like negative, and I just started talking about things and about how I feel like she congratulated me. This is what it was. My therapist congratulated me that our ratings, thanks to you for listening, you made us number one. And one of my goals.
How'd she know?
She saw it on our social media.
Oh, she follows us?
Sometimes. She's not like, no, I don't think it is. She's not like Liv's old therapist. Only time we talk about the show is when I'm complaining about you.
Liv's old therapist is the reason I won't get a therapist, because it freaks me out, because she was such a fan of the show and listened every single day and like talk to Liv about what she heard on the show.
She was not a fan of the show.
Well, she listened.
She didn't know who I was when I first got in. She only started listening when I started complaining about the show.
Yeah, well, that's what I don't. Either of those scenarios, I don't want to happen to me, so it freaks me out.
I know, but that's such a rare thing, but you should go see a therapist. Yeah. But anyways.
But no, I'm glad my therapist is pretty cool. I mean, she knows what I do, but I'm glad she doesn't care that much. At least she doesn't act like she does, which is good. I'm just a regular Joe. But we're sitting in there, and we're talking. And she's like, well, congratulations, because she talks about how I do, for whatever reason in my life growing up as a kid, I never really celebrated things. Like, I just, like, something happens, I'm like, yay, cool, whatever. I mean, Alex knows that. Every time something, like, if we get nominated for Best Morning Show on the stage,
Joe doesn't
want to
talk about it.
I never want to talk about it on air.
Because we work our asses off behind the scenes to make a good show, at least we try to. And I always want to give ourselves a pat on the back and share those wins with you, because all of us working together is why those things happen. You listening, us talking about it, et cetera. And so he always is like, no, it's not that big of a deal. Let's not say anything.
You guys are like polar opposites. Alex is a very like over-celebrator, and you're a very, very, very under-celebrator.
And one thing I talked to my therapist about like a year ago when I started seeing her, I'm like, you know, like, she's like, well, what would make you happy, Joe? And I'm like, I have all these things in my head that I'm like, well, when this happens, I will finally be happy. I won't be such an a-hole. I won't be so upset about like this would be, I know this would make my life a little bit better. And she's like, one thing she brought up, she's like, you said you want to get better ratings. Like, you want to, and we have. We went from terrible to like number one. And she's like, and you're not even happy about it. I'm like, no, you're right, because I still think it's not good enough. Like,
what would be better than number one? Nothing else exists. There isn't one plus.
Well, we could. I mean, like, I'm like, well, what if we never do it again? You know, like, there's all these things in my head. I'm like, well, we have to do it consistently now. And I mean, you always should celebrate. But she's right. I just like, you're right. Like, I'm not happy. Like, I really thought that would make me happy, and it didn't. And then we started. That's what kind of opened up the ductworks, because we started talking about things, and this is where I might start crying right now. So if it is, you guys better fill the time while I can't talk. But my wife and I were going over things that are happening in our relationship. And the thing that I know, things have been kind of rocky with my wife and I, just like that she's unhappy with certain things in our relationship. But to hear out of my wife's mouth a couple of weeks ago, and this is just totally honest and open, and only, I'm only saying this because I asked her, could I please share this personal detail on air? Because I feel like normally you wouldn't share this at therapy, and other people don't share this, Alex. I think you should go to a therapist. But one thing that my wife said that's been weighing on my mind, because I feel in general just my life growing up, for whatever reason, I can blame my parents, I guess, I feel like I'm never good enough. Like, everything I do is not good enough. And that's why I want everything to be so much better than it is, and I'm never happy. And my wife shared with me and my therapist, she's like, you know, Joe was just one guy when I started dating him, but I think now, like, we've been together for almost 7 years, I think that maybe we're just two different people. and maybe we're not meant to be together.
She's like,
I've thought about that, and I've questioned that at times. And to know that you're like that sometimes, and I know some things I do are maybe not the best husband, and I work on that. And I genuinely am always trying, but sometimes I'm in this like weird dark place where I'm not myself with depression. And it's still tough. But to hear my wife, Lindsay, say, to actually hear her articulate it, I could feel it and I could kind of know it. But when somebody verbalizes right. something to you and mm-hmm. says, hey, you know, like, I just don't, maybe we don't go together. It's like, wow.
So how did you feel? What did you say?
That just crushed me. I mean, this was a few weeks ago, and it's been weighing on my mind. I've been internalizing it, and I'm there talking about it. It makes me feel terrible. Right. I mean, it's easy to say, like, truly, God's honest truth. If my wife and I weren't meant to be together, I'm a coward. I don't think I could divorce my wife. She'd have to divorce me. I'm so afraid of being alone. I don't think I could ever do that. I don't want to be alone though, too. Like, I really love my wife, and I've, like she said, you've been great these past couple of weeks. You've been helping me out so much around the house, like. But in my mind, though, that I've been slacking off for so long, I've always wanted to do that. But for whatever reason, I haven't done it or couldn't do it. And it's like, but I swear that God's honest truth, I've always wanted to be the good husband for you and make you happy and make you feel like we belong together. But that weighing on my mind, other things like behind the scenes, since we're just opening everything up, I don't want to get too deep in it right now. But I mean, I'm just unhappy with so many things in my life, with my weight. I have certain visions of how I wish the show would be as far as the relationships with everybody on the show. And some days were good. Other days, I think everybody on the show hates me. And like I have all these things in my head, whether they're true or not. But I just have all these things where I feel like I'm failing at everything. I feel like my relationship with Alex is a failure at times. Like we get along sometimes. We do a great show. Other times, I feel like we hate each other. And maybe you don't hate me. I don't know, Alex. But like I just, in my head, that's what I think. And same thing with Liv. I think she probably thinks I'm an a-hole all the time, being on her case about, hey, can you put this on social media? Or Porkchop, he probably thinks, God, this guy's such a jerk to me. And I don't, and I started to like wonder myself, am I, you know, like I say I'm not a jerk, I say I'm not an a-hole, but like, am I? Like deep down, is the real true Joe just a terrible person, and he sounds great on the radio for 4 hours a day, and he sounds friendly and nice? Because I don't want to be the jerk. I don't want to be the angry guy. I have so much anger. I'm starting to cry right now.
Aww.
I have so much of this stuff inside of me, and I need to figure out why. I'm in a really weird spot, and at the same time, like I've been off medicine, and my personal opinion, I told my therapist, and she said, well, we got to work. You know, we got to start seeing you individually too. I'm glad that I'm sad. I'm glad that I'm crying, because the spot I was like 4 or 5 months ago when I was on medicine, and I'm not saying you shouldn't be on medicine. To each their own. Everybody's got their own path, but I was so numb that I just didn't have any feelings. I mean, I still was upset, but I at least like now that I'm about to cry while I'm talking, because at least something.
Does your therapist think that it is the best thing for you, just knowing you and your emotions and where you're at mentally, that you are off the antidepressants and anxiety meds? Or do you think that she's wondering if you should be back on or just try a different one?
We didn't talk. We're going to talk more about that individually when I see her.
Do you want to get back on something or no?
I don't, and I'm not opposed to it. I'm not like, oh, you're a crazy person if you're on meds, because I finally said, hey, maybe I should try that. Maybe that would help me out. And I know there's different things. I know there's different options out there. I don't know. I know it's such a struggle for people, and it's weird, Alex. I don't know if you'd want to feel this way. Because I don't know how you feel, Alex. I know like sometimes you're happy or sad. You're a very emotional person in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Would you rather be numb to all your feelings or just be sad?
I think it depends on the level of sadness. If your sadness is a temporary passing emotion where it lasts a couple hours, you know, one day, and then you can bounce back, I think that that's a reason you don't need to be on medicine. But I think if your sadness is something that is crippling to you, you feel like you cannot experience or enjoy life, you can't experience and enjoy your relationships, you can't put effort into your relationships in the right way, work, personal, all of that, then I think then that might be a reason. If nothing changes, you know, like I go through all the emotions all the time, but nothing is just consistent. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not always sad. I would say in the last 6 months I've probably been my saddest, but I haven't been thinking it's to the point where I need to be on antidepressants, at least right now.
You mm-hmm. haven't been constantly sad.
I'm not constantly sad or constantly angry.
I wanted to, and this is what really, like, because I started to cry there, but it's weird. When I texted you guys, I said, holy mm-hmm. crap, we got to talk about this. But after I talked about it with my therapist and did this exercise I want to do with you real quick, I just feel like it's all the weight's gone. Like I just flushed it out. Like I took a giant dump or something.
Okay.
And I want Alex to do this, but you guys can do this. You can do this at home with yourself. Don't do it while you're driving. But Alex, I want you to look around right now in our Radio Now studio. I want you to mm-hmm. look around, and I want you to look at everything that is, I'll just pick a color. Think of all the things that are pink. So look around. Don't say it. Do not say it. Just look around. I'm going to give you like 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. Alex is looking around the room. She's going to name things that are, she's going to remember things that are pink and then go from there.
Okay.
All right. I think that's 10 seconds. All right, Alex, I want you to close your eyes real quick.
Okay.
I want you to tell me everything right now in our Radio Now studio that is brown.
Oh, brown. My hair color, your beard color. And, ooh, that's really the only thing I can think of.
Is that kind of hard?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she told me this is a little exercise she does with little kids. It talks about putting on, like, you know, your glasses, the way you see things in life. It's that if I only look at all the things that, let's say, are pink, I told you to look at, let's say those are all negative things.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to see all the great positive things, which could be the color brown. I was like, dang, Julie.
That's really
good. That's some wisdom you just dropped on me.
That's so good for every aspect, not even just like your own emotions, but even looking at like just like perspectives on like world topics.
Yeah, she said, instead of thinking I'm not worthy, I need to look at the positives as proof that I'm worthy, like the ratings, like that we're doing a good job as a show.
Yeah.
And all the things that I do, I need to write those down. She says, I really have to do that positive affirmation so I can see it and make myself believe it. And she says, Joe, you're going to have to challenge your core beliefs that because my core belief is this, like who I believe I am. I believe that I'm not good enough and I'm not worth it. Like I'm not worth enough.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just childhood stuff. I mean, that's deeper on another level. But let's get to some phone calls. I know we're going kind of long on this one, but I appreciate you calling in at 833-JOE-ALEX. Ola, this is terrible. I see on the screen you met me. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. I'm down at the Children's Museum. I didn't know who Michael Phelps was.
Okay, well, we all know now.
Yeah, I met you down at the Children's Museum one night at the 21 and overnight. I just wanted to say, Joe, I listen to your guys' radio show quite a bit. And I don't really care to hear you talk down about yourself the way you do. It don't matter if you're a big guy. That's just more pounds for your old lady to love. You're a big guy. I like the things you say. Alex, she's always bubbly and good personality. I'd say my suggestion would be to take in a little bit of what Alex is doing. Let her enjoy it with her. You know what I'm saying? You deserve it. You work hard for it.
No, I think you're right. I don't think you're wrong. It's just I got to figure out what screwed up with me. Why is it that I can't celebrate something? Because I fight for it. I yell at Alex and Liv and Porkchop, guys, we need this. We're never going to be it. And then we're there and I'm upset.
I kind of think you might have hit the nail on the head when you said that you felt growing up you were never good enough. Like, because I kind of feel like that too. Like, my parents love me to death, but I feel like I just never reached far enough to make them proud.
I think sometimes.
I still, as an adult, try.
Yeah. I think that sometimes when we have gone through really dark trauma or tribulations in our life, I think sometimes it is comfortable and it's actually easier to be a victim. What is admirable and inspiring is to say that I'm going to be a victor and I'm going to, yes, I had a crappy childhood and I had all these things happen to me, and it is easier and more comfortable to be anxious and allow myself to be angry and to focus on negatives and to put myself down when I look in the mirror. But it is harder but better to look in the mirror and be like, no, I am good enough. I'm going to do all of these different things. And I think also it is super important. I will tell you this. I think it is super important for you and Lindsay, I think it would be great for you guys to get more plugged into your church and get into small groups and have other people that are faith-based and have a great relationship with Christ that can pour into you in your marriage and hold you accountable, and that can help you with that as well as having friends like that. Because the thing is a lot of people talk about self-love. You have to love yourself or you're never going to feel good enough and all these different things. How can you love anyone else if you don't love yourself? But here is the truth, and the world does not want you to know this or to talk about this, but the truth is, you will never love yourself enough. Self-love is a myth. It doesn't exist. We are always, we're human beings, so we're never going to be able to do that. The only person that we can ever find that affirmation in is our relationship with Christ. And that may not be the popular thing. And if you are not a Christian or faith-based person, then you probably don't like that I'm saying that, but I'm not going to not say it.
Well, I know everything. I'm the devil.
I think that would really help.
I do think I am a faith person and I am Catholic. I have a really good relationship with God. I like to think. I do think self-love is important, and it's more of just accepting who you are and accepting yourself. Obviously, no one is perfect. Everyone has those flaws, but it's looking at those flaws and be like, you know what? That's okay. I can try to be better. I'll be better tomorrow. But it's accepting yourself for who you are as a person. Accept that you failed in your weight loss journey. That is okay. That is it. You know, you have flaws. Every single human being on this planet has flaws. That's how God created you.
Yeah, it is good to do that, but we will fail as humans trying to do that. We will always fall back into not liking something about ourselves because we're not supernatural beings.
Right, and it's okay to accept that, and you should accept those flaws.
You do, but what I'm saying is, as human beings, we will never be good enough. You will never be able to find that in yourself.
And I just want to make sure, like, self-love's not like... self-love?
No, like emotionally telling yourself every day that you're good enough. You will have days where you're just incapable of doing that because we're human.
Hey, Pork Chop in the background answering phones. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
We got like a bunch of phone calls here and this has went really long. I know our new boss is going to yell at me for talking this long. Like, what do I do? Do I take more calls? Do I just play a song? I know we got to get the garbage coming up here. I mean, what do I do, boss man?
Let's take line two and then we can...
I'll talk to the other people off air?
Yes.
Okay. Leslie, hey, please everybody else hang on because I do want to talk to you. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What would you like to say as we wrap this up here?
Oh my gosh. Well, what you were talking about earlier with the depression was really resonating with me. It's something I've always struggled with my whole life and even into adulthood. I have a wonderful family. I have a wonderful situation. I'm living with my husband. I have two daughters. Like, life couldn't be better. Yet, I felt so bad about myself. For some reason, I couldn't see, like what you were talking about, I couldn't see the pink. And so I know you were talking about medication and how you felt like numb, like you really didn't feel a whole lot of emotion.
It was terrible. I felt nothing. I felt no sexual like drive. Not like I'm saying you need to hook up.
Exactly.
Like I felt numb.
No,
like there was nothing there.
Yes, and that's how I felt. I felt like a bottomless pit when I ate food. Like it didn't even register I was full.
Mm-hmm.
So I gained all this weight. I went into the doctor and I told them I'm having this sexual dysfunction in all the ways. I can't stop eating. I still feel horrible, although I'm not feeling anything. I'm not crying. I still don't feel great. I'm having issues with my husband because he sees me not being my best. And so I tried a different medication, and you still have to advocate for yourself, okay? Like, this is all about patient advocated. You have to advocate for yourself what you want, what you need. And if your doctor doesn't provide that, you find another one. And so I found a medication. I got on a great medication, Butrin, honestly. It helped me incredibly. I got trazodone at nighttime to help me sleep through the night because I was always having trouble with that.
Mm-hmm.
No sexual dysfunction. I feel joy. Like, I feel joy.
You sound really happy right now. You sound good. You sound like you're in a good spot. And I got to tell you, too. Leslie, I just want to say, and I mean, we all feel the same way. Alex Live Pork Chop. It takes a lot of courage, a lot of cojones. I don't know what women would have. A lot of uterus stuff, whatever. A lot of power, a lot of strength to call in and share this. Because it's not easy for me, but I mean, it's what I do. I overshare. We've realized that if you've listened to any of the show today, if not, go check out the podcast and see what I did with our new coworker. But for you to call in and share that. Thank you. No, it is.
And stuff. Like, people deal with this all day. You can walk past 100 people living this way because nobody knows how to ask for help. There's shame in asking for help. You don't know what to do. When you're so far in it, you don't want to ask for help.
Well, I'm so glad, Leslie, that you were able to get the help you needed, and I'm so glad that you called and so many people you could have impacted this morning that might be going through the same thing that you are. Everybody that's on hold, please hang on because I'll talk to you off air unless you don't want to talk to me. That's fine. I'll just be depressed about that then. But we'll get that. Or if you DM us, I'll try to get back to you too. But I thought it was kind of cool, and maybe I can explain that whole process again about the colors thing.
Yeah, it was good stuff. I'm glad you're working through it.
The lenses of life, Alex, can be really different when you actually put on a different pair.
#thelens is the life.